Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, a new forensic report into the death of a young woman in Monaghan and a Monaghan canal seen by this programme concludes she died of a violent physical assault. 23-year-old Kelly Lynch was found with 93 injuries in March 2024. But Gardaí aren't treating her death as suspicious. A leading opposition politician says a reopening of the Gardaí investigation must now be considered. Our reporter Barry Lenihan is here with us. Barry, what more can you tell us on this?
Yeah, the Lynch family are still searching for answers over what happened to the young Lisnachie woman, Kelly Lynch. She was discovered in the Ulster Canal in Monaghan town on St. Patrick's Day 2024, and Gardaí believe she wandered off alone and fell from a bridge into the canal. A tragic accident and not suspicious. Now, Kelly was found around 30 hours after she'd been last seen, and that last confirmed sighting outside a national school around 400 yards from the canal where she was discovered. She was on her way home from a night out with her boyfriend and his friends, but Kelly was discovered with 93 injuries on her body, and two pathologists gave two different causes of death, one drowning, the other hypothermia. But the Lynch family have 14 points of concern around the initial Gardaí investigation into Kelly's death, starting when Kelly's aunt arrived at the canal to find it not properly preserved as a possible crime scene. And Sean and Julianne Lynch, they outlined some of their other concerns on this programme last September.
Was brought to where her body was found, and I looked at the described position of her body, where she was in the canal, and I looked at the surrounding area. They believed that she had fell on the low side of the bridge, fell down the embankment, but I looked at it and I says it's impossible because there's trees, so if you fell down the low side, you get stuck in the trees. On the way up to the scene, we had seen some CCTV cameras, and I just asked, have you retrieved the CCTV? And as we later found out, it hadn't.
So no CCTV was ever retrieved from the vicinity of the canal where she was found?
No, just from the national school.
Eyewitness reports also suggest she may have been involved in an altercation in Monaghan town.
People contacted us and said they were with her. They said they'd met her outside the casino. When we contacted members of the staff in the casino, they had confirmed that Kelly was there and had said that there was an argument. She's seen on CCTV walking out the road past the parochial house with two people, a group of six or seven in total. But when they get to the national school, she's seen again on CCTV. A member of the public that had overheard a male shouting aggressively. And he had told the guards this 2 days after Kelly's body was recovered. It was never reported. I had to report it to the guards because I went door to door.
Kelly Lynch was never reported missing, even though she hadn't been seen for over 30 hours. The state pathologist didn't attend the scene, nor did members of the Gardaí Technical Bureau, as Kelly's death wasn't treated as suspicious. An initial post-mortem found Kelly's cause of death to be drowning, but the severity of her injuries raises questions.
93 injuries sustained. This number of injuries and the severity of injuries could not be caused in a single fall event.
The autopsy had found that she had drowned, but her mobile phone showed no sign of water damage.
But there was also no water in Kelly's lungs, and her phone had no water damage, and it still had enough battery life in it. So Kelly was missing for over 30 hours. How did that phone still have battery?
You received Kelly's clothes as well. What did you see?
They handed us a box. They said it's Kelly's clothing that she was wearing. And I said, is this not evidence? And they said, no, it's fine. Our scene of crimes have taken all the DNA and fibres that they needed.
Was there potential evidence of blood in her shoes as well?
About a week or more later that I looked into the box and I noticed that there's stuff wasn't in evidence bags. I looked at the shoes and to me it was red marks. Her coat quadruple stitched and it's ripped down at the stitching at the side.
Sean and Julianne Lynch speaking to you there last September, Barry. And what's the new report, and what does it find?
So last summer, the Lynch family sought help from the Katie Trust, a new charity run by retired PSNI detective James Brannigan. It investigates so-called hidden homicides, cases where people have been found dead and families have suspicions over what exactly happened to them. And James Brannigan, he was instrumental in solving the murder of show jumper Katie Simpson, which was initially treated as a suicide. Now, the Katie Trust funded a third private autopsy into Kelly Lynch's death. And this expert forensic report, which I have seen, it runs to almost 50 pages. And it concludes that the 23-year-old's death was no accident. Kelly was killed by somebody else. And this pathologist is of the view Kelly suffered a violent physical assault with some injuries inflicted after her death. And this report, well, it's recently been provided to An Garda Síochána, but retired detective James Brannigan, he's been giving me more information on some of the findings.
She's a young woman that's found in a canal with 93 injuries on her body. How did she end up in the canal? What caused all these injuries? And how was her phone not water damaged? Who was she last with? And how was she found? Who found her? These are logical questions. As a result of the injuries, we consulted with a pathologist based in the US who's been trained in Ireland and has extensive experience. And he has done an in-depth report into the injuries sustained by Kelly by looking at the scene photographs, post-mortem photographs and post-mortem reports that had already been completed. And he has explained in great detail to myself and the family the injuries that she sustained and how he believed they were caused to Kelly. Some of these injuries, and it's quite concerning, are post-mortem, as in they have been inflicted on Kelly after she has died. Most notably, a fracture to her T10 vertebrae, which is quite a bad injury, but he can show that the injury was caused post-mortem, and also a wound to her head, we can say is also post-mortem. He has also outlined to us how she died, and that in fact shows there has been third-party involvement in Kelly's death.
Previously, Kelly's death put down to drowning or hypothermia, but this extensive report which we've gone through this morning shows, in this expert's view, that that is not the case.
There's no water in her lungs. You would expect a lot more water to be based within the body if she had been submerged by water. Yes, people can drown in limited water, but the evidence put to the pathologist at the start of this by An Garda was that she was submerged in the water. This is not the case. Another pathologist said it was hypothermia, however. This pathologist with his team in the US have done an extensive report detailing and outlining most of the injuries on her body. We have supplied the report to the investigation team. It's over to the guards. We are not a police force. We're purely advocating for the family, trying to get their questions answered. But the pathologist's report to one side, there's a lot of questions still remain about how Kelly ended up in the canal, how she was found, why was her phone not water damaged. There's so much more work to be done in this investigation.
And I know you don't want to go through the injuries in detail, but the report does conclude she suffered a violent physical assault, and you believe that's something the Gardaí should look at as a matter of urgency.
It is serious in my view as a homicide detective with the years of experience I have in investigating homicides. I have grave concerns over this incident, and there's other things around the days surrounding this incident I believe are linked and should be looked at in more detail. There's numerous marks on the body which are not conducive with falling off a bridge. They're not conducive with drowning. How has Kelly got these marks on her body? One simple thing is the jeans are all cut from her knees and her knees are bruised. How did this happen? What did she go through? And there's defensive wounds we can see on Kelly's body. There's so much information. Her body is giving us so much information. It needs to be gone through in great detail. Acknowledge the report we've supplied to An Garda Síochána, give it to the state pathologist, and let's seriously look at this going forward.
And that was retired PSNI detective James Brannigan of the Katie Trust talking to you there, Barry. What do the family want to see happen now?
Sean and Julianne Lynch believe this report should prompt a murder investigation into Kelly's death. Now, in October 2024, then Garda Commissioner Drew Harris ordered a peer review of the initial investigation into Kelly's death. Now, this isn't a reopening of the case, but rather an examination of the original investigation to identify if there are any potential additional lines of inquiry. And this Ulster peer review while it's still ongoing, Colm, but Sinn Féin TD for Cavan Monaghan and party justice spokesperson Matt Carthy, he believes Gardaí should urgently update the Lynches on this review, and here's what else he thinks.
This new report that has now been published, and I want to say categorically, I'm not a pathologist, I'm not a forensic examiner, but I think the issues that have been raised and highlighted by what we know is in this report are of such seriousness that I believe that it is imperative that the Gardaí engage directly with the Lynch family and their representatives to ensure that they have the full confidence that everything has been done to ensure that the full truth of what happened on St. Patrick's Day in 2024 is actually asserted.
From what you know at this stage, do you think a reopening of the investigation might be warranted?
Well, we know that there's a review ongoing, and we know in previous cases those reviews have led to a reopening of cases. And I think from the evidence as I have seen it, I think there's a very strong argument for similar pathway to be followed. There's two distinct issues as far as I'm concerned in terms of what I've been dealing with. The first is in respect of the investigation into Kelly's death, and I think the new evidence that has been put forward in the Garda review, I believe, may very well lead to a re-examination of that case, and I think it is only that that would provide the comfort and solace to the Lynch family. The second thing that I'm pursuing is a protocol that the Lynch family have prepared, which is called the Kelly Protocol, which would set out a template for how suspicious or unexplained deaths take place. And essentially, the protocol would deem that every death that is deemed either unnatural or unexplained would be considered suspicious until a full and independent investigation determines otherwise.
And that's something you'll be raising with the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, I'm sure.
Yes, and I'll be asking the Minister to meet with the Lynch family.
And that was Sinn Féin TD for Cavan Monaghan, Matt Carthy, also, as you say, Barry, the party's justice spokesperson. What else has been said this evening, Barry?
The Katie Trust and James Brannigan, they're currently investigating around 50 suspicious deaths potentially overlooked by police, and say they've identified five cases in Ireland and Britain since the charity's inception last year, which either already have or will be updated to a homicide investigation by police. And James Brannigan, and he believes the charity could be dealing with 150 cases come this time next year. But the charity is seeking funding from the Department of Justice to help continue their work. Now, meanwhile, a spokesperson for Garda Síochána says that aforementioned peer review of the Kelly Lynch case is still ongoing, and that Garda appeal for anyone with direct information on the death of Kelly Lynch to contact them, and they say they continue to liaise directly with the Lynch family.
OK, Barry Lennon, you'll be following that. Thanks very much for that.